Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast, without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time on gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast, without a doubt.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Geek Enders!
Lasers, lasers.
That was the longest intro, dude. That intro
it is long, was like, but very cool.
We had to prepare the audience for you.
Yes.
That's what this is about. This is like, everyone had to get ready, because our first episode guest, the Geek Enders, episode one guest, is a man who we said, Dukes and I, we were talking, we were like, who can we get for the first episode? Who could possibly push this ship out to sea?
Yeah.
Who could we have on that would be so bad we only had up to go?
Yep.
And that, of course, was our dear friend Krendor.
Cheers.
Who has messaged both of us individually to say, I'd be on a podcast, you know, if you guys were like looking for somebody.
Dude, that's how I got into co-optional. I just kept messaging TB over and over. And he's like, fine, I'll fucking bring you bloody on. That was it. And I just kept showing up. And eventually, you know, you're there.
You're just a beautiful, you're there. Squeaky that's... wheel. I love it.
Yeah.
Eventually, really go for what you want, you know?
Yeah, you got to go for what you want in life. That's what it's all about.
That's what perseverance really, though, is.
Yeah, that's that's what it's all about.
Would you like to tell everybody who you are in case they're showing up and they're like, I don't know this guy?
Sometimes I don't even know myself, man.
That's deep.
That's certainly an intro, but it wasn't the question.
What up? I'm Krendor. You may recognize me from such films as any YouTube WoW machinima in the last 15 years, any type of stream in the last 10 years. I hit my 10-year stream anniversary this year.
Congratulations!
Yep, thank you.
Snap.
Yep.
Twirl.
Yep, I actually got a...
buddy.
We don't do that.
No, okay.
And then...
I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I'm selling a crocodile. Only for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Right. Get them while they're hot.
Yep. Get them while they're hot. Makeshift.com/products/crocky-plush.
I Great can't stuff. Believe you managed to work in a shameless plug. How dare you?
I can't.
How dare you?
He's the king.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that's really about it. I just keep showing up. I do a podcast with Jesse.
Yeah.
You may know it. It's called the Cox and Krendor podcast because I'm
good.
Krendor. He's Cox. It's not.
It is. I listen to it when I'm missing you guys. It's very fun to listen to.
So every day, right?
So every single day I listen to it.
Yeah, every day. Yeah. If you love watching, I guess you don't even have to watch it. If you love listening to two people just complain about their week every week, that's really it.
Two old men yelling at clouds, the podcast. And then being like, I hurt my back again this week.
Yep.
That's it. That's really the show.
That really is true. Because either you're yelling at like the clouds of real life or the clouds of the internet. One of you will bring something up and the other one will be like, maybe I'm old, but that's it. That's the podcast.
Yeah.
And we are old.
Yeah, we're just slowly aging.
People tell you, they're like, you're not old, you're young. But yeah, we're like young old, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
We got that, like, you know, that, like, internet symbiosis thing where when you come, if we go to convention, people don't know this, but I'm going to spill the tea right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If we go to conventions and you, like, you know, oh, hey, Jesse, hi. I am sucking your essence out of you. Every interaction I have with you, I am leeching part of your life force to stay younger so that I might live forever. Like, just, you know, just a warning. Make your choice. And I feel like a lot of people will be into that. They'll be like, you know what, Jesse? Take a little bit for yourself. Have a little life force.
Dude, that's like I've been watching the like WoW guilds and everybody, and they'll just be like, dude, I'm like 28. You're like 21. You're like a baby. And I'm just like 28. I remember.
Nah, 28 sucked. 28 was never good.
Dude, 28 was the worst year. That was when I had my gallbladder out.
That late 20s are lame. They're lame. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to let you know the secret, though. There's a certain point in your 30s where you just are over it. And you just don't care anymore. And that's true. You're liberated from life. Like, I just don't.
That just is the 30s.
That's what I'm saying. At a certain point, you're just like, I just don't give a shit. And it's great. Once you get there, you fly. You're like flying the stars. And you spin. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that meme. That Anakin meme. He's like, don't do it, Anakin. He flies away. That's it. That's your 30s. Yeah.
It really is. That's, in fact, 28. I think that's when I started going to the gym every day. I think that was
That's because you were probably slowly dying, to be honest.
Well, it was. That's
the
what got me to the
slow crawl toward madness, like we were talking about.
Everyone's like,
he was falling apart.
How do you go to the gym so often? I'm like, well, I was dying and I felt terrible. And then I was like, I should really do something about this. And then I enjoyed doing that. And now I just do it all the time.
Now he's buff. His topic buff at the start of the show was his muscles. I changed it though because Jesse didn't like it.
Yeah.
I did not. Not a fan. Constant reminder that I'm not like a little fit boy. Yeah, I'm not a fan. You know what? It's called rubbing it in your face, the intro. Hey, gang. We've noticed a lot of y'all are like, what's some topics you're gonna cover? Well, we're gonna actively try to do things here on this very show. And so I think the first thing we should do is talk about what we've played, seen, or enjoyed this week. The one thing that got us like, oh, Krendor, you're our guest. What got you like?
Nothing ever gets me like that.
Well, it should. Something has to. Like, come on. You can't tell me you didn't go out and like eat a great muffin that got you like, oh.
I don't. No, I'm just like, huh. I'm more like a, you know?
I'll tell you. You know what? I'll take a, huh. I'll take that. Okay. If you give me one thing.
What was your, this week?
That's such a weird question. So probably I've been playing a lot of WoW, I'm not gonna lie.
Sure.
Yep. Hardcore WoW. I'm level 46 in that after dying 5 times. 5th Tarn Shaman. We're doing Season of Discovery, but we're doing the Amish Challenge, so it's just me and Sam and G-Mart and Kraken and Benji and Joe, everybody, and we're just the role play sometimes goes a little too insane, but
What do you mean by that? What do you mean the role play goes too insane?
Give us
an example. All of them.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
but like, give us an example of this from this specific Amish challenge. We're 1 day in, so
right. Well, I joined up with them as night elves because I didn't want to go with the gnomes and baby. So Kraken's named Baby. He always makes a character named Baby.
I was gonna say role plays. Wasn't that his thing last time? That he's a baby.
It's always his thing.
Okay.
And he role plays
Seems
as a baby.
Weird, but all right.
And so Sam was like, you don't want to fucking be with the baby group. So I was like, yeah, I really don't want to be with the baby group. So I made a night elf. So I'm a night elf hunter with them. You know, it was nice and relaxing. But then we all met up. Right. We went on a big wetlands run. And it was like just a bunch of us running through wetlands, but the crocodile started hitting. All right. And Sam was just like, it's going to be okay. My pet's going to take stuff. And then I think Momo died, Kiwo died, and Benji died.
I did hear about the betrayal. Yeah.
But, like, the screams were real, like the role play screams. It, those are real.
It wasn't
screams.
RP at that point. It was it was real.
Yeah. In fact, our group hasn't really role played at all. Now that I think about it, but it's been fun.
That sounds fun.
Sounds fun.
So much fun.
I believe it was literally last episode that Jesse was talking about how liberating freedom from World of Warcraft feels.
Yeah.
Oh, that's World of Warcraft freedom. That's like whatever. Like, wow. I've always been like, yeah, I can just play it. League of Legends freedom.
Oh, that's like, different. That's different.
Yeah. World of Warcraft freedom's like, guys, you know, I just I don't eat as many sweets today. Like League of Legends is like, guys, I stopped doing meth and heroin at the same time. It's just, it's really liberating. Then like a week later, it's like, like straight up.
I love that we were like, Jesse's finally free. And you're like, freedom's overrated.
I'm just saying.
You don't have League of Legends, be free, though.
League of Legends, like wow, when people play it, they're like, oh, I played a little too long today. Or like, I had to raid. No, League of Legends is like, played all day. My dopamine's gone. I've fried my circuits.
My dopamine's gone.
And I just hate myself. I hate every human around me. But I got to keep playing because I might win.
Yeah, I was explaining how it's like once a year, and I don't know what trips it and what happens, but once a year, Sam gets deep into a League of Legends pit and just plays a ton of it. And every single night, he says the exact same thing, which is, I played a bunch of games, I was on top, I was doing really well, and then I said, I'm just going to play one more and then go to bed, and then I immediately started losing, and now I'm miserable, and I guess I'll sleep. It's like... Yeah. You never end feeling good ever.
Yeah, no, there's never a point because he's like, I gotta decompress from playing League all day, but he decompresses by playing another
by playing League. What is
I'm like,
that?
You can't do that. That's not decompressing.
Yeah,
that's the opposite.
I feel like this is the start of an intervention waiting to happen, where everyone's just like, he keeps doing it, and we don't know what's going on. It was like, I feel like, do we all need to just get together and hold him down while we delete it from his computer?
It's not.
That's
work.
How interventions work, right? You tie it's them down work. And you destroy their computer. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
You just have to move him on to a different game, which he kind of has now. That's the only way.
If you're about to tell me, like, yeah, he moved on from League and now he plays Valorant all the time, I would be so upset.
No, well, he's getting people killed in World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting people killed in WoW.
That checks
out.
Is
he just he'll stream. It doesn't matter what he's doing. He'll just stream for like 50 hours. And then he's like, my neck hurts. And I'm like, no shit. He's sitting in a chair for 50 hours straight.
Yeah. I wish that I could look at you and be like, it's not like that, guys. It's different. It's different than you think. No, your perception is spot on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what am I supposed to do?
He streams too long. And then he's like, my whole body hurts.
Yeah,
and I lost the game and I'm upset and now I'm going to sleep. And I'm like, this seems like a bad cycle.
I need everyone to please rewind the tape. Go back a little bit. As Krender was like, yeah, his back is all busted. The look in Dodger's eyes of just like, what am I going to, I mean, I have to agree, but like the man's in the other room. So like, what do I, it was so good. The resignation of just like, well, he's not wrong.
Listen, there's like, there always hits a point, I feel like in everybody's life, where you start realizing you got to do something to like fix yourself because your body's just falling
apart. I don't know
if
that's the case for everyone, dude. I'm going to let you know. I don't know if that's the case
maybe
for
like,
everyone.
Maybe if you're like Ozzy Osbourne, who's like fucking loaded up on drugs and still moving along. But like normal people, you're going to fall apart, right? That happened to you like last month.
Sure. Oh, no, I'm saying.
Your Krendor arc.
I'm saying.
Krendor arc.
It's true. I hurt my back, and I was like, I'm never going to hurt my back. Screw this. I'm just saying, I think a lot of people don't necessarily subscribe to the idea that I'm going to fix myself. In fact, I'd wager most people don't subscribe to that idea. Most people are like, well, it's another day. Got stuff to do. Still time to worry about themselves.
That's true. Some people just work and work. And then work, and then they just mask it. In fact, T TB was always like that. He's like, everything is the worst, but I'm gonna keep working. And I was just like, dude, you're insane. Like, that guy was built different.
Everyone built needs different. To subscribe to the Crendor philosophy of wake up at noon, I go get brunch, I watch people for about 7 hours, then I go home and play exactly 26 minutes of a video game, and then I make dinner, and then I might come back and do some more gaming.
See, this is what I do now, because like, I've hit the variety part where I do my YouTube, right? So I got like pointless top 10.
No!
Dodger's gone.
Where'd I go?
What is Dodger, what is happening?
I don't know. What happened?
What is happening to
come
you?
Back.
Elgato.
She left for 5 seconds. I assume
Elgato.
To go tell Sam that we're doing our intervention.
Keep talking.
And then.
Yeah, well, anyway, I do pointless top 10 on my YouTube channel.
No, stuff. No, you can't do that. No.
You just said, I do variety, so I do that. Then I stream on Twitch. Sometimes I do 2 streams a day, but each stream's only like 2 hours. Then, okay, there we go.
Hello, it's me. I'm back.
I do my podcasts. You know, I got the Cox and Crendor podcast. I do a football podcast. Very nerdy with football.
Football Americans, not the football.
Yeah, American football, yeah. And then anything else pops up. Sponsorships, they're like, you want to play Gooby's Adventure? I'm like, yeah, I do. And then I play that.
They were paying well. The team Gooby was paying well. Big bucks.
Yeah, it pays big
if
bucks.
You didn't take that brand deal, I don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah. It's a variety is the spice of life, as they say.
Well, that's just cool, dude.
Yeah.
They do say that.
Also, that reminded me, I think the first ever co-optional I was on, the webcams were breaking. And I think that's the one where Jesse became a
Nothing
cloud.
Nothing changes. Nothing
became
changes.
A cloud. He's raining on people. And he's like, oh,
that's right. Yeah. I'm going to pee on you. Yeah, I remember.
No.
A decade ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So I watched on my Crenclips channel months ago. I was watching old co-optional stuff and co-optional lounge.
Oh my gosh, co-optional lounge. Forgot about
that. Mind me.
Yeah, I was watching those and people were like, oh my God, I forgot. I lacked hair. I had more energy, vibrance, enthusiasm.
I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that for a minute.
If you go back and listen to my WoW leveling series, I'm telling you, it goes back 11 years. And if you go to episode 1, I'm like, hello, everyone. It is me, Crendor, and I have arrived for leveling. And then if you just, like, go 30 episodes at a time down the line, it's just like, hello, 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 hey, yo, what's up?
Like, I think it's not energy. It's you found your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You found what your voice was. That first one wasn't the honest you. The first one The first one was you trying to be like, hey, everybody, it's me, Minecrafter Pete. Coming in live from the mothership, right? That was what you were trying to do.
That is where Minecraft Pete is located.
Yeah,
yes.
He lives on the mothership, right? Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're the you. Now you're who you are.
That's true. I did grow into myself. Because everyone's like, dude, you've changed so much, but Jesse stayed the same. I'm like, that's because Jesse was already like 30.
Yeah, he's I was already me. Was.
Yeah. But what if we could see 21-year-old Jesse Cox? What would we
21-year-old
see?
Jesse was... A mess, dude. A mess. Just a mess.
People keep coming into my chat recently and being like, oh my gosh, I haven't watched you in like 10 years, but you look exactly the same. And I really feel like the extreme e-girlness has dripped off of me over the years, you know?
Yeah.
I would have to put like 18 bracelets on.
No.
Dye my hair a really bright color.
No,
it's the same energy.
I feel exactly. Like it's the same, but
same energy.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jesse Cox, and I am a truth teller. Okay, and before
right,
this
okay.
whole before this whole truth. Thing started, before this whole charade that we are now involved in started,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
this one right here. I don't know where I'm on the screen. This the Dodger one
over here.
she,
yeah,
before the stream started, was like, all right, everyone, I'm gonna bring down the stream. I'm gonna bring down for like 6.5 minutes.
That is true.
That's
yeah.
the most e-girl shit I've ever heard. No. You were just like, nobody, go, give him a gig about. And then it was intolerable.
I was trying to have a nice time and goof with a little song, and you were like, you don't even know the lyrics. Trying to gatekeep me from singing while setting up a stream.
I am gatekeeping. The lyrics of that song are not, we're going down.
You know the lyrics because of Guitar Hero. You admitted that.
Rock Band. Hold on. I was corrected. It's Rock Band.
It was Rock Band. Yeah, I had to correct
Don't him. Come for me. It was Rock Band.
None of us are cool is what I'm trying to say.
That's very true.
Yeah.
We're
no,
definitely
no
not
cool. No complaints here. That's accurate.
Some might say we've never been cool. Some.
Oh, Dodger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Dodger, what have you seen or done or played or enjoyed this week?
I played a game called American Arcadia. That is super cool. It's one of those situations where I feel like it's best if you go in blind. So I don't know how much I can say about it. But much like when I was talking about Small Saga and how Small Saga is like 7 hours. This game is also like around that much time, so it's really biteable, you know. It's a very cool game. It's a really cool game that has a lot to say about like consumerism, kind of about like chat and the way that we consume media now and stuff. It's a really 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 cool game. I think it was really well done. And well put together.
I have it on my desktop. I'm
yeah,
very excited
you should
to play
it. I was gonna say, Jesse, you would adore that game. I think you should definitely play it.
I think it has the same voice cast as Call the Sea.
It's Yuri.
I think it's yeah, Yuri Lowenthal and
yeah,
my dear friend Sissy, I believe is the lady in that.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's good.
They're very yeah. I know it's gonna be good. I just haven't had a chance to play, which is a shame.
It's doable though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't doubt that at all. Mm. I'm just like, God, you know, I got so much stuff. I got stuff. I'm doing stuff. What can I say?
Doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing things. Also, I have tremendous ADHD, so that is I wanna so this is way off topic, but maybe right. It's on topic. Yes. I don't know. On this show, at the end, Crendor will do this for you. But on mm-hmm. this show, what we like to do is we like to have the guest recommend something to us to watch or to read or to whatever. And one of the things, our very first like beta episode, our dear friend Joe was on and was like, yo, you guys need to watch Black Sails. And so I was going to be proactive, be like, yo, Dodger, guess what I watched this week? Except what ended up happening is I went online, typed in Black Sails, but then an auto suggestion was, do you want to watch Master and Commander Far Side of the World? And I was like, oh my God, do I? So I immediately started watching that, a movie that I hated as a kid, but as an adult, I realized is a perfect film. I was like, this movie is beautiful. Yeah, just Captain Russell Crowe and his crew of British boys fighting
Love British
in
boys.
South America. And it's a movie that I remember being like, nice, whatever. And now watching it, I'm like, oh my God, I love this movie. This movie's amazing. So rather than watch Black Sails, I watched the entirety of that film.
Nice.
So you're and saying I was the like, guest segment is completely useless and it's never going to happen.
It is, but.
No, it's going to happen. I'm just bad at it.
I also was planning on showing up today and throwing it in your face that I had done my homework, and I also didn't do my homework, if that makes you feel better. I'm glad that we both came with the same, like, sinister vibe, you know, a certain amount of pettiness almost, and that neither of us, like, pulled through on it is good. That's
I just love
I
this
like
is
that.
Like episode one. And episode one, you're like, so we started this segment where the guest does the thing, and you're like, yeah, we didn't do it.
We did a couple like tester
episodes. Runs. Yeah.
So you've already failed the test.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. No, this is episode one. So technically, we learned our limitations in the beta version.
Yeah. That checks out. I got you. Mm-hmm.
But we've
so now we know what to expect.
We've still committed, though. And I still
we're committed.
Need you to watch five episodes of Bluey.
And I will. I still need you to watch five episodes of Ted Lasso.
I tried.
Yeah. Look, I tried too. I'm aware that Bluey is the thing now. I've even seen Bluey keychains and holiday ornaments.
No, two episodes where nobody's done it. That's two.
Yeah, but hold on. We will get there. And when it happens, won't it be even the sweeter that it happened?
No. Not at all. It's going to be that thing where it's so backlogged now. Be like, oh, God, we got 50 episodes of people recommending shit. It's be like, I was going to go back to watching Master and Commander.
When it you know what? It was worth it. Master Commander is a great movie. I did hear
it's a good movie. Yeah.
That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one of those movies where you definitely know they were like, we're going to make a whole trilogy. And it just never happened. And it's, you know what? I'm fine with that. At the end of the movie, I'm like, sail off, my friend. Sail off to grand adventures. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's a fun video game.
Also, if I'm going to shout them out, I'm going to shout them out because Dodger's here.
Yeah, what's up?
The new Rusty Lake game. What a treat. What a treat. Mm. I'm going to keep shouting it out. Love it. Love it to beans. Love it to death.
They're so bite-sized. Actually bite-sized, that when I'm done with them, I always think to myself, I wish that it was a little bit longer. But they put them out so frequently that I can't really complain that much, you know?
Well, the problem is that the base game you could do in, 2 hours. Mm-hmm. But the minute you're like, okay, what's the secret of the underground blossom or whatever the hell that game was called. Like, what's the secret? And now you're spending another 2.5 hours digging deep on the internet for like a VOD from 6 years ago that has the clue that will tell you how to unlock the one. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I love it. It's like, those are the kind of games I'm like, yeah, this is weird as shit. Let's go.
Very weird.
Love them. Yeah.
Sorry. Continue.
No. Age before beauty.
Okay. I have another game to pitch. If
I realize
to pitch.
Yes. To pitch for that. I think more people should play. I played a game that was also very short called Loddle Knot. And it's like. Subnautica.
Loddlenaut?
Yes, it's like Subnautica meets Slime Rancher meets Power Wash Simulator. So the concept of the game, it's very cute. It's really easy to play. The concept of the game is that you work for a company that cleans up planets. So this is like a sci-fi future. So
it's a job. The concept of the game is a job.
Yes, but listen, let me finish.
Oh, okay.
A huge corporation has landed on this ocean planet, tried to make use of its resources, couldn't do it, and they abandoned the planet and just left a bunch of stuff all over it. So when you show up...
That doesn't sound like real. That doesn't sound like a real thing that could happen.
When you show up, all of the areas that are around you are basically unlivable for... the wildlife, right? And so you are a company that's been hired by this corporation to come and clean up the ocean, essentially. And as you clean, you find these little like alien axolotl things.
Cute.
And if you make the different areas like clean and livable. Then they start flourishing there, and it's very sweet. But it's also very. Somebody was mentioning how like odd it is, and just like the feeling of saying to yourself, "Man, I really find it relaxing to play this game in which I am cleaning up the ocean, something that I am powerless to do on my home planet, you know? And there's just sort of like a, there's a strange element to that of like, that's the sort of game that I want to be playing, you know? That's the sort of game that I find fulfilling, is one where I'm able, like, that's the power fantasy, that I'm able to do that, you know? Does that make sense?
Have you played Terra Nil?
No.
I did. That game is great.
That should be your next game to play if that's your fantasy.
Yeah, Terra Nil.
Terra Nil is literally a game where you are recreating an environment. Like, every level is, all right, this place is a mess. We have to recreate the environment and bring life back to it. It's
that
great.
Sounds great. I'd love,
yeah,
that.
You
love
it. Like, it's like City Builder, but you like build up nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Then the fun part is that each level has its own missions, and sometimes the missions are counterintuitive. So it's like, all right, well, we want to bring back bears to this area. Well, if you're bringing back bears, you're going to have to do something else that's going to, like, change the biome in a certain way, and it's going to make it so, all right, well, maybe in order to make this part of the forest flourish, we have to burn part of it down so that then we can, like, okay, well, now we have the ash. Like, it's very educational as well. Yeah, oh, it's great. It's a good, good game.
Interesting.
Yeah, see? That should be on your radar next.
Yeah, yeah, I will grab it.
Yeah, that was
it's
great.
Happening right now.
Yeah.
It's happening. Yeah. Dude, it's that happening. Reminds me. I actually did play two other games.
Uh-oh.
That weren't just World of Warcraft.
Were they like,
They were, yeah, they were a little like, huh.
Okay.
One was Pikmin 4. I've been playing.
Okay.
Yo, Pikmin 4 is great.
Pikmin 4 is great, and you just lead your little Pikmin. You got your weird Pikmin dog, and he's like, rump, rump, and he's right around. You're just like dog. Throwing Pikmin at shit. That's been fun, so I'm playing that. And then I've been playing Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
I haven't played Wonder yet, but I'm also so far behind in the Mario train that I just...
I mean, you don't have to be
I understand. I just haven't,
train.
Like... I haven't been
in.
Like, God, I gotta get that new Mario. But
this is
I appreciate
straight up
it.
Like Mario on drugs. That's it.
Can you Mario explain? Because I thought that was
drugs?
The TV show from the 90s.
Well, that's like someone took drugs and made the Mario thing. This is
swing
like Mario
your arms from side to side. Yeah.
This is like Mario himself is on drugs. And like the worlds are crazy. Like it's pretty fun. And you like become an elephant. Like one of his power ups is like fire flower or whatever. But the other one's like become an elephant. And he goes, wowie zowie. And then he runs around like, and you can like suck up water and spray it on shit. See, this is what I'm saying. It's literally like he's on drugs.
Can I ask you a question about, so I haven't seen any footage with audio. I've seen clips and things online, but I haven't seen any footage in the game where he transforms. When he transforms, is it still Mario like wowie zowie, or is it like wowie zowie because he's an elephant?
No, he still says it Mario-ish.
Oh man, I wish they would have been like, as he like powers up to an elephant, it's like wowie zowie. You know what I mean?
But then there's like the only annoying part is there's these flowers all over, right? And they're always just like, hey, good job, and they like say all this stuff, but. I was like, I hate this. So what you do is you change their language. So I would just every level change their language. So you just get a variety of different languages talking to you. And you like,
okay,
most of
yeah.
the time, you don't know what they're saying. So like you just run past one and they're like, das ist sehr gut, ja. And you're like, hey, thanks, flower.
I love the idea that these stupid flowers were like, hey, good job. I had enough of that. So I changed it so I couldn't understand.
Listen, I play League of Legends, all right? It's ingrained in me. Never say that to anybody. It's like, good job, you idiot.
No, I need people to say good job to me. That, I think, is my fetish. I'm not going to lie. I need people to constantly be like,
true.
Good job, Jesse.
You
good
love
job.
That. Jesse loves that insane ASMR.
Yeah, I like the ASMR people online who are like, you're doing good job, buddy. I'm like, thanks,
yeah,
ASMR person.
Yeah, but not only that. He loves it when they're doing like, like flashing lights.
I don't want ASMR to be like, hello, today I'm going to make pancakes. No, I want like, I want it to, I want my
what?
ASMR to just like scare me a little. I want to be a little frightened by it.
You know what I love? pretty much every unboxing video now has like an ASMR element to it, right? They'll bring the box out and they'll make sure that they got them nails and they'll go click, click, click all over the box and they'll open the box, you know? They'll do all of that.
Just to give you an example really quick of what I'm actually talking about.
Yes.
There's a years ago, I think it was Newegg, right? I don't know if Newegg's still a thing.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
but
I remember this.
Newegg would do like reviews of all sorts of different tech stuff. And one of the ones that I loved was this girl was doing a review of just keyboards. And she was like, let me explain to you the difference between a Cherry MX black and red and all that stuff, right? And they kept pressing the keys to show you what the keys sounded like. That's what gets me. I was like, yo, that blue does sound different from that red.
Yes.
And I'd watch that video like 12 times a day. I'd put it on the background and just listen to it while I was working because it just sounded like I was in an office, like click, 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 click. I was like, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Just noise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My favorite, though, when it is a video that isn't marketing itself as ASMR, but it has like the tap, tap, taps and all that shit, there will be a decent number of people in the comment section like, why? How come every time I try to watch one of these videos, people are doing nail shit on the box? Just open the box. They get like really mad about it.
Admittedly, I would get mad too. If someone had a box they were going to open and they spent 15 minutes playing with the box, I'd be like, oh, open the box.
Just yeah, you're still watching. It's watch time.
No.
It's also, do you engage? If somebody is in the comments saying, why are they clacking on the box? Do you explain to them?
But I'll never go back and watch them
or
again.
Not.
They got me for that one video. And I'll be like,
needed.
What a waste
that's
of time
needed.
That was.
Yeah, that's all they needed.
They just
that's
need
the thing.
Modern
YouTube, that's what it's all about. Subscribers don't matter. YouTube, it's all about pushing that one video, dude.
I just watched Jesse try to concoct something really suave. He did one of these. Like, he was really, like, rounding up for it. But then it didn't quite come out.
Then Krendor hit me with modern day YouTube. Like, he hit me with the facts. I was like, he's not wrong.
Yeah. No,
he's not
listen,
wrong. If I were to make a video that was like the most offensive video ever made, it would be my most successful one and I'd get a bajillion dollars. I'd lose a career, but I guarantee it'd be popular just because that's what it is.
Bro,
dude, I'm telling you.
The people, if you voice a character in a game, and you know that everybody wants to smooch you, right? We don't need to name characters. We all know the sort of characters we're talking about.
Jesse Cox in Cyberpunk.
There you go.
You can download the patch that lets you have sex with my character right now. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing. It is very creepy because it is... Even I look at it and I'm like, that's too close to how I actually look in real life. And it's jarring. But I will say,
makeshift.com/product/crocky-plush is where you can download that.
Yep, that's it. So
anyway, what were you talking about?
What I was going to say. So, Jessup, say you obviously you've played a character that everyone wants to smooch.
Me in real life, yes, Jesse Cox. Yeah,
yes. What you should do, what makes sense to do, from my perspective, is to just sit down and make a video where you just talk, but with no picture, right? It's just audio. And you're just talking, right? And then if people want to smooch you bad enough, they just listen to that video over and over and over again. You have to be saying like nice things, or maybe not. Mm. It depends on the character, I guess.
There's people literally do ASMR just like, I am your spouse. And they're just like, you got home from work today. How are you doing? Like, you don't even have to know who they are. People still watch.
I mean, it really can work for anything. Like, hi there. I'm the Candy King. I want to smooch you.
That's what I'm saying.
Come over to my boudoir.
Hello.
So I can give you smooches.
Asterion the Vampire. And
that's different.
Welcome.
That's different.
That's just what he sounds like.
Can I just say that in Baldur's Gate 3,
yeah,
I killed half of the main characters. So when I, because like I said, I'm chaotic.
So
neutral.
I don't know any of those idiots.
So I,
chaotic,
I, listen,
parentheses
I know,
neutral.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Baldur's Gate. So I went into it just being like, this will be fun. And they're just like, here's this woman trapped up in a thing. And I was, she was like, get me down, you idiot. And I'm like, oh, I don't like her. So we just killed her.
That's the wizard lady.
Yeah. Then, like, so straight up, then the vampire dude attacks. And I'm like, holy shit, he tried to kill me? And then he's like, yeah, and I'll be at your camp. And then the hunter guy's just like, hey, I'm a vampire hunter. You got any vampires? I'm like, yeah, I got one at the camp. You go get him. It's like, all right. I was like, okay. So then everybody starts coming to my playthrough. They're like, where's all the characters? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
They're dead.
I'm the character.
I'm the only character you should care about.
Yeah.
Grendor's team, I was like, who are these people? And he's like, I paid for them to be here. They're like random and random dwarf. Like just, his team is random NPC.
It was me, Shadowheart. The wizard man.
You kept Shadowheart?
Listen, I kept Shadowheart. She was like tanking and beating the shit out of everything. I'm like, we need somebody that's actually good at the game, this team. So we had that.
That is insane to me for somebody to be like, yeah, I killed people just because I didn't like them. But you kept Shadowheart? That's crazy.
Shadowheart has one of the best. Shadowheart and Lizelle have the best arc in the entire game.
That's fine. But
I'm just saying.
If we're just going off of first impressions.
Yeah,
anyway, continue, Kendor, I'm sorry.
Anyway, yes. Then, Barbarian Devil Girl. She was actually part of the team until I killed the one town with all the goblins. Then she was like, I can't watch you do this shit. And I was like, get out of here. And then she left. Actually, I didn't even say that. She just
left. Wait, what happened to Will? Did you ever pick Will up or did you just ignore Will?
I don't even remember running into Will.
Yeah, all right.
In fact,
right.
He was probably part of the town I killed. To go back. So yeah, and then I just became friends with the goblins. Then I was gonna talk to Sylvanas lady, but then like that fell apart. And then it was just me, Shadowheart, wizard guy, and the bard.
Gale? Just poor Gale stuck around.
Yeah, Gale.
Poor yeah. Gale. That guy's like, I mean, I got nowhere
Gale's
to go.
Like, I don't know what's going on here, but where else am I gonna go? Yeah.
So then people are just coming to my playthrough like, what the shit is going on? They're like, did you get to this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm like friends with that guy. They're like, that's an evil enemy. And I'm like, oh, I don't fucking know.
I will say having played far too. My main playthrough is 100 hours in. I have a secondary playthrough I'm doing for fun that's 70 hours in. I played the PS5 version of it. I play every single time I played. While a lot of the time some things show up the same, so much is different. Based on, I'll find, recently I was going back through, if you're in the Underdark, if you're in the Underdank, and you're in Act 1, near the fishing village that's underground, that where you fight the dwarves that are down there, there's a secret path that leads you to a place where basically little Murloc guys are like, "Hola, Kabula!" And they are, they are praising a gnome or something. And he's like, I'm the god of murder, Mooga Goo. And they're like, oh, he's so good. And you can call him out as being just a dude using them, or you can sacrifice one of your teammates to get unlimited power from this guy.
Amazing.
And so I was like, Hey Gale, come here, buddy. And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, Gale, go talk to this guy. And so then you kill Gale, and then like, you get a buff permanently for the rest of the game. Never saw that before. Like, there are things in this game I've never seen that I was just like, how is there so much stuff to do? Again, it's, hey, spoiler, it's going to win Game of the Year. I hate to everyone else, you made lovely games. I really love them. They're very good. However, Baldur's Gate 3 is going to win. Just
it's insane.
It's going to happen.
It definitely should win Game of the Year. If you can make me play that type of game for 60 hours, you did something right.
Mm.
It's not even like what I normally play.
You know? If I can watch little dudes who I know only play like Madden play Baldur's Gate 3, I absolutely am just like, you know,
That was I don't even know how I got there. My main point was going to be YouTube and Twitch, etc. Social media has just been min maxed to a point now that like it's insane. Like, back when we were doing this, like, 10 years ago, we'd be like, oh, boy, we're on twitch.television, and we're number one at, like, 4,000 viewers. And then it was like YouTube. I'd be like, I'm going to throw up a video. And people like, wow, this is the only video when I search for World of Warcraft. I'm like, thank God there's no competition. Now it's just like every kid, every like adult, every person's just like, this is how you make a thumbnail. This is how you make a title. This is how you make a hook. I have AI operating to make this shit make sense to a psychological level where it's going to hook you in and go, guys, you won't believe what I just found in my garage. You need to wait and see. But before we do, like this video. It's going to be great. You need
to understand that
this bell is going to break your mind, guys. Let's go to the garage. And then they don't go to the garage. They just go around. He's just like, yo, Ricky's on the way to the garage. Ricky, what are you doing? He's like, bro, I just went into the garage. You won't believe the shit that I saw in there. He's like, wow, are you saying this because it's going to increase our watch time and people don't understand that? The algorithm's loving this shit because we're just milking this for views? Yeah, dude. Like, that's it. And I'm like, oh my God. And then people watch this and they're just like, it's really cool what they found. And I'm like, that shit's fake. And they're like, what? Like, I have one friend I play Warhammer with. He's like the most normie guy. He has like a wife, two kids. He's just like 45 or no, he's like 42. He's like Jesse's age, you know? And then he's just like, yo, I watch these guys playing golf and like they're on the course and they're doing it and they're like making a hole in one and I'm like, oh, it's fake. And he's like, no, I don't think it is. I'm like, no, it is. And he's like, no, I really. And I'm like, yep, it's fake. Like, people just don't know. Like, so many, I would say 95% of that shit you see on, like, Instagram reels, TikTok. I hate it because I'm, like, scrolling through. I'm like, fake, 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 fake.
All you need to do to know something is fake is go to the actual page that they have. A lot of the time you'll see a video where it's like, baby, I know you broke my heart. You slept with all those guys. And the girl's like, what do you want me to do? They were all over me and it was a crazy party. And he's like, you get out of my car. You get out of my car. And she's like, fine, I hate you. And then it'll have all these comments that are like, ugh, women are the worst. And then when you go to the page, it's the exact same two actors in like 15 different versions of the exact same thing. Yeah. And you're like, all of it's fake. I'm convinced the internet itself is fake. I don't think even I'm real. What you're watching right now, we're all AI. We were replaced 15 years ago.
That's true.
We're not even real. Yeah.
Although I will say, sometimes when I make my non-content TikToks, people just be like, dude, is that Krendor? And I'm like, dude, the algorithm, it's working.
I thought you were gonna say, dude, is that AI?
It might be. Well might be.
This seems just non-content-y enough that it's AI generated.
And it might. I've been trying to make a pink Starburst go viral for 2 weeks. We've had some liftoff, but nothing crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's my David Lynch project.
The problem is that he keeps doing like pink Starburst. It's a Starburst that's pink. When he should be doing those videos where it's like, hey, girls, what does it take to get a guy interested in you? And then Krendor cuts in and he's like, pink Starburst. Everyone loves pink Starburst. Pink Starburst is the best. Like, you should be doing that. You should be capitalizing.
Yeah.
Like,
the one where it's like,
hey, ask your boyfriend how many times a day he thinks about the Roman Empire. And then you pop in like, I don't, but I think about pink Starburst. I love pink Starburst. Like, you gotta get in there.
Yeah, I do need to get in there more. You're right. I did do well on TikTok.
That's where.
That's TikTok, but with sticks.
Okay.
So I started it because I was walking in the summertime when I first downloaded TikTok, like last year. There was a stick in the middle of the road, and I was like, you gotta watch out for these sticks. They could get run over. And I just take the stick and I throw it into the grass and I'm like, a stick saved. And then everyone was like, yo, stick tie. And then I just started making stick TikToks.
I'm really proud of you, well. Krendor. You know what?
Don't do that to him. Don't do that to him.
No, Krendor.
You're making it worse.
Honestly, Krendor really just like finds something weird and goes, good. You know?
Yeah. So it's honestly, I realized, because I was like, when did I start doing this non-content thing? And I realized it stemmed from Mindflame. It all stemmed from Mindflame, because I think before that, I didn't really have non-content. And then I just saw him and the insanity that he was. And I think it really just, like, inspired me, and it changed me as a person.
I thought you were going to say that the beginning of your non-content was the first time you visited Jesse and realized that there were only drinks in his fridge.
Well, that was the time I met Mind Flayer for the first time. And I remember because we went to
reaction to that.
We went to pick him up from the airport, and I remember Jesse being like, "Jesus Christ!" Because we were pulling up, and he had his horse on a stick that he was holding at the airport terminal where he picked people up, and he was just holding, and everyone's like, "What the shit is that guy doing? He's just holding a horse on a stick."
Sorry, Jesse. Would you like a chance to rebut?
No. I got nothing to rebut. I just. Today, the two of you, before we started, got in Grendor's car, drove down to the rental place, rented a bus, drove over to my house. The two of you both drove over to my house.
Right.
Yep. Grendor and you dragged me out of bed, threw me under the bus, and then rolled over me multiple times.
What do you mean?
And as I think I'm safe, and I'm like, oh, thank God the pain's over, you back up over me again. I'm taking shots. I'm trying to defend myself, but I got nothing.
What are you trying to defend yourself from?
Nothing. It's all true. It's there's nothing to defend myself against. I have a lot of drinks in my. I like to have drink options in my fridge.
There was. I saw. Sorry, not to keep this topic alive, but there was a person yesterday. Who's like a big TikToker, and he was at his brother's house, and he was like, it's time again for me to show you guys my brother's fridge. And he opened it, and it was literally everywhere, just completely stacked with drinks. And it reminded me of you. And I know that's not what your fridge looks like, but it reminded me of you. So I'm sorry. That
it kind
of
is what his fridge looks like, though.
No, it's look, I'm not good. All I'm saying is I buy drinks and I have drinks everywhere. So I have drinks for myself and anyone who comes over, there's options.
Yeah.
And then if I'm good, I'm just me. I'm just Jesse. Look, all I do is I'll go out and if I'm going to make something, I'll go to the grocery store and buy that. I'm letting you know, I know me, my very untreated ADHD will be like, if I buy a pack of three steaks, right?
Right.
I'll eat one that night because I'm like, yo, I wanted the steak. And then I will have two steaks that I'll wrap up and save and forget about.
Forget they exist. Yeah, that's
forget
so fair.
Forget they exist. And by the time I think of them, I'm like, well, I should have probably frozen those damn things. Like, that's what I'm saying. I will be so focused on what's in front of me that if you're not directly in front of me giving me information, I will have forgotten what I was told to do at that very moment. Like if Dodger was like, Jesse, go pick up a quart of milk for some reason. And I was like, okay. And I'm walking down the street and Kunder's like, dude, there's a Pokemon tournament going on. And I'm going to go enter. I'd be like, oh damn, I got to go watch that. And so I'll go, yeah. And then I'd watch you. And then I come home and Dodger would be like, where the hell is the milk? And I'd be like, that's what I was out. That's me. That's my problem. That's who I am.
I like how in this circumstance, for some reason, you're at home with Dodger, who has requested right. a quart of milk.
Right.
And then I'm outside at a Pokemon tournament. I don't know if that means like Pokemon Go. Just
no,
me playing Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards.
The cards.
Oh,
Pokemon
cards. As okay. the Lord intended. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in a park, you know, like how in parks there's dudes playing chess. In this scenario, it's people of all ages playing Pokemon together.
To be honest, I would play Kaizo Ironmon out in public.
Sure. On the street, as the Lord intended.
On the street, yeah.
But that's not the scenario. The scenario, it doesn't matter. Fine. I see you playing Kaizo Ironmon, and I'm like, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm playing Kaizo Ironmon. And I'm like, okay. So then I just follow you. It doesn't matter what you're playing. Just letting you know. And so going back to my fridge, I have the drinks there because when I open the fridge, I'll have an option, which I'm like, oh, well, now I want this. And then if I need to make something, I'll go someplace, get the exact amount that I need, make it so I don't forget, because then I'll just waste the money and waste the food. It's just who I am.
It makes sense.
It's just who I am.
Nothing, Jesse, there's nothing wrong with having a fridge that has a bunch of drinks in it.
Apparently, there is.
There isn't. There's nothing wrong with that.
Apparently, yeah. It's worth 15 videos worth of shaming me for having drinks in my
shaming you. That was just me filming what's in your fridge, and it just so happened the internet shamed you. I didn't shame you. I was just looking through your fridge. All right? I didn't give a shit. To me, you could add a fridge stocked full of shit, and I'd been like, look at all this.
This is exactly what our American Arcadia is about, dude. You should play that game.
The main point being,
is it the internet's fault or is it Crendor's fault? Is Crendor just supplying the demand?
I mean, Crendor's on the internet, so
that's true.
You know.
Listen, I've said for years, you could take your favorite personalities, have them do anything. Like back in Polaris and stuff, they'd be like, what if we like create a show of like a game show thing? I'm like, dude, you just have them eat cereal at a table. People will watch it. Like, and that costs like $2. You don't need like an entire set.
What would you call like, it? Wait, stop, 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 stop.
I've stopped.
Two people eat cereal. That's the whole show. What do you call it?
You just insert their names into the
No,
title.
No. You gotta be creative. You can't make up some bullshit.
You don't need to be creative.
It has to be a cereal
pun. You don't need
to
be creative. That's the problem. The problem was when they tried to get creative.
No.
You don't need to get creative.
I'm challenging you to be
punny.
Yeah,
we're challenging you.
Come up with a pun.
It's only cereal.
You don't need a pun.
Only cereal based.
This is what I'm saying. This is why modern YouTube is not about creativity and puns now.
Dude.
It's about...
Crendor is the dude that if you were like, if Superman and Batman were both dying, who would you save? And he'd be like, neither. You know why? Because you can't kill Superman unless you have a kryptonite. Is there a kryptonite? And Batman always knows exactly how to get out of every situation. So how did you get Batman in the first? But fuck, Crendor, just come up with a pun, dude.
You see, now, what I would call it, all right, what I would call the show...
Yes, thank you. We're back on track.
...is just like... Let's say it was you and Jesse eating cereal. I'd say Dodger and Jesse ate what? That's what I would call it.
All right, I'm gonna swoop in and save this.
Yeah.
Chat has a lot of good ideas. Like
I saw B cereal. I think that's
yeah,
a good,
B
like,
cereal's
simple...
very good. Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They're going to see that and go like, that's a clever name. And then they just move on. But if they're like, Dodger and Jesse ate what? They'd be like, what'd they eat?
No, you're thinking wrong. The thumbnail says B cereal, but the text says Jesse and Dodger ate what? Like that can, I mean, that you can work on that.
The text, that's too much text in a thumbnail.
No, actually it's not.
It is.
No, that's not the thumbnail. The thumbnail says serial killers or a couple of flakes. Or
a couple of flakes,
or like around the bowl, or bowling for cereal. Like
yep.
There's a lot of terrible names, a lot of things we can come up with. B cereal, right? Like there's a lot of things we can do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Then the text is the clickbait. The text is like, Dodger eats her cereal with what?
Okay, there you go.
And the picture's going.
Yeah,
and then
there you go.
And then there's a carton of something, but the carton's blacked out, and there's just a question mark.
Yes! And we've both been cut out, and the background is neon pink.
And there's arrows pointing to all, yeah, everything the on arrows. The screen. Yeah, yeah.
Or I guess like
and
yellow.
Then eight
the
things
pink,
are circled in yellow.
Yeah. See, now there you go.
See, we've done YouTube for so long, guys.
Yeah.
We know
how it works. I tell people, I'm literally like an old athlete, like 15 years in the league. My hamstrings giving out, you know, like I have my shoulder blades like tore up. I'm just like on the bench. I'm good for coming in for like 4 minutes a game, hitting 1-3 a steal, and then like sitting back down and being like, here we go, guys.
I love that exactly six people watching right now understood that reference, and I'm happy for them.
I didn't even reference any NBA players like I could normally, but
you
I
just
didn't.
Referenced the NBA. I'm just saying, like, you know, bless, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really though.
Jesse, what have you played or watched or ingested that's really made you happy this week?
Well, like I said, I played a bunch of the new Rusty Lake, and mm-hmm. I played many more hours of Baldur's Gate 3. I'm trying to finish the Jesse the Good campaign, The problem with being Jesse the Good is I saved so many people that there's so many additional quests and things that I was not expecting. Being evil in that game, so much easier. I'm going to let you know. If you want to complete that game in less than 100 hours, be evil. You will kill half the quest givers, and you'll just be able to, like, boop, boop, boop.
That makes sense.
You'll be leveled.
Yeah. People aren't going to ask you for help. You'll be leveled up early. You're just going to kill them.
Yeah. Everything I do is just like, hey, you saved me once in Act 1. I need your help again. I'm like, I'm just trying to beat the game. They're like, now you need to go underground and find the lost tomb of Agamemnon. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And they're like, if you do, he will help you in the final battle. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Well, now I got it.
I like how it just sounds like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Eventually, when you get to Act 3, a lot of the things you're doing are very Hidden Temple-y, where it's like, find the ancient tomb and avoid the 50 traps that I've placed in it. And if you can, I will give you a staff that is not better than the thing you found in Act 1. And it's like, cool. So cool. All right, I guess I'm doing it. No. It's a blast. The problem is, I don't know what the end of the game is, but I think I reached the climax of the story too early. So I'm playing as a Dark Urge. And if you play as Dark Urge, for those of you who aren't playing the game, you're literally like, as you play the narrator, who is so good when you play Dark Urge, is like, you want to kill those people and feel their blood on your fingers because that's what you want to do. And it's, oh yeah. Oh, it's you're crazy. You're a bad person.
I played Dark Urge because I thought that was the only option. So, because I didn't know what I was doing. So I looked at characters and it was like Dark Urge custom. And I was like, oh, so like that's my custom character. So I got to do that. So I just picked that one. Oh. And then I didn't realize everyone's like, I'm playing Dark Urge. And I'm like, well, yeah, obvious. And they're
everybody
like, no, that's
does.
Like its own thing. Yeah. I was like, oh, I see.
I think if I had to say, I think that's the way you should play. Like, I'm not sure playing like what playing a normal character is like, or playing one of the characters that already are named like the main cast. But I would say Dark Urge is the way to play the game because it not only gives you the D&D experience, but also you have like the intrusive thought problem of every time you do something, the game is like, hey, what if you just killed them instead? Which is very interesting as you play through it. But what it does, the more you play Dark Urge, you have the option. You can either give in to all of your urges and murder your way through the countryside, you can kill everyone. Women, children, goblins, elves, everyone. You can murder hobo your way through the whole thing. But if you were like me, because I was a paladin, I was like, well, my paladin is going to reject it. Every single time the game was like, murder this person, I'd be like, no, I shan't. And I always would do the good quests. I'd always accept, like, help people. And what happens is, I'm not going to spoil the outcome, but what happens is every time that you say no, the game is like, fine, see you next choice. And it gets harder and harder and harder to the point where literally if you have a love interest, the game is like, if you don't kill this person, we're going to kill your love interest, bitch. It is so much fun to be like, all right, well, what the hell do I do now? And so you keep going, and it keeps getting more and more and more difficult to fight it. But I will say that the payoff is one of the best things I've ever experienced in a game. Like, genuinely one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. And so I'm like, play Dark Urge.
What a reaction.
Yeah, it really changes the way the game plays. It makes it even more challenging, but also gives you a whole other level to the story that is pretty impressive. I can't even believe they had the audacity to do something like that. But it makes perfect sense, and it seems like the way you should play.
Do you think that it that you appreciate it as much if you haven't played it normally first?
I didn't play it normally. My first character, because when I was at the Larian event with you,
right,
and I was talking with Sven and them, which, by the way, we went out shout out to the Larian team. We went out to this like church. We went to a church and got drunk and ate like meat off of like hooks and stuff.
Yeah,
anyway. Yeah. And shout out to cherry beer. Why don't we have that in America? Where's my cherry beer? Anyway, after having many drinks, you know, when we were talking with Sven and them, I was like, so what's the deal with Dark Urge? How does that work? Can I just fight it? And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we planned for that. And so once he said that, from moment one, I was like, I'm going to make a Dark Urge Paladin, and my whole objective is to reject it to see what the game does, right? Because in my mind, I was like, oh, it's just going to be, you're going to be the bad guy. You're like the evil, you know, the evil monster character. But really, they planned, I guess, because they have every character had a DM, and then every scenario had a DM. And so they had all these people running everything. So all of it like weaves together pretty well.
Hmm.
And I guess whoever was in charge of the Dark Urge stuff was like, well, some people are going to want to challenge this. So let's do that. And so my whole objective when playing was not, oh, I'm going to play Dark Urge and like, you know, be a good guy because that's the character I want. I was like, I'm going to play Dark Urge and be a good guy because I want to see if I can break this game. And they clearly planned for people like me. Because the story is fantastic. I was like, how on earth did they think this was going to be a thing that people would do? But here we are. And I love it.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, yeah, it's very neat. So that's the way I'd say to play it. If you're going to play for the first time, that's what you should do. Play Dark
Urge. I agree. Yeah. So that's what
plus, you get to see the way all the characters are great. Everyone's a great actor. But the narration, when, you know, if you play normally, the narration's like, you went to go pick up the rock. That rock was a nice rock. But then when you play as Dark Urge, the narration's like, you went to go pick up the rock. It was a nice rock to bash over the heads of your enemies. Like, it's so good. It's so well done.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. So, yeah, that's what I've been, it's kind of what I've been playing. I went and downloaded. Man, so I have American Arcadia. It's on my computer now. Mm-hmm. I have Inescapable, No Rules, No Rescue. Got the demo for that. I want to play that. That appears to be one of those games where it's like 12 teenagers are trapped in a wild anime thing, and then they're all gonna die. Oh. And I love that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And
yep,
then I got Solium Infernum, which is imagine a game that Krendor and I probably would play, where it's like Civilization-y. Mm-hmm. But it's all in hell. I'm like, yo,
that sounds great.
So that looks, yeah, it looks very cool. So yeah, I'm trying to download games and do things and play stuff and have a good time. But then also I'm like, I got this damn island. I got to finish in Final Fantasy 14. And I haven't been doing it. And you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to do it.
Final Fantasy 14 will always be there though.
Yeah. 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 Except I have a problem where I sometimes attach real feelings to fake things.
Sure.
And yeah. I'm like, I got all these animals on my fake farm and I haven't taken care of them in like 2.5 months.
Oh, and if I go back to my animal fake animals,
I was just going to say, this is such Animal Crossing vibes. Like, if I go back, are they going to be mad at me?
I mean, they literally added Animal Crossing to Final Fantasy 14, basically. So it's the same vibe where I'm just like, I got all these fake animals. The problem is half of them are very cute, and the other half are like terrible monsters.
Like Animal Crossing.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Except I don't think in Final Fantasy 14 you can get them to move by like smacking them a few times with an umbrella, you know? So.
No, they look at you and they walk away. They're like, they leave, you know.
We need to play Lethal League or whatever that is.
Lethal Company.
Oh my god.
Or Lethal Company. Yeah.
Oh my god. I want to play that so bad. Yeah.
What if the three of us, what if you got Octo to join us? What if the four of us played Lethal Company?
That would be very fun. I would love that.
We have to find a time zone where everyone was awake, but
right? Like,
that's really the hardest part.
I would love that. Sam is an expert at getting people killed in that game. This is apparently his niche.
I don't even know what the game's about. I just know everyone plays it. And I think I asked Sam what it was about, and he explained it. And I was like, I don't know you just said.
It's like you're spaceman, space boys.
Spaceman, yep.
And you go to different planets and you find monsters and they kill you? Is that it?
Is it Space Boys? I thought it was like SCP style.
I don't know. I thought it was
he said it was like ghost hunting or something.
It's Ghostman?
I thought it was like SCP-ish. You know what I mean? Like it was, you were going in and you were going to go, it's Space Phasmophobia. Okay.
Oh, so it's like Space Ghost.
You work for Space Amazon. Fantastic.
Space Ghost. By the way, real quick, someone in chat wanted to know the game that I was talking about, the like hell strategy game, is Solium Infernum, and it's by League of Geeks. And if you're like, I recognize that name, that's because they're the Armello team that I know that.
I love Armello.
Yep.
Is that the game of the animals?
So it's like a game where you're in the hells and you're strategying in hell. I think it's neat. It's a cool concept. It's not out yet, but a demo exists, so you can grab that.
Armello's like the animal Civ one, right?
Yeah, it's the animal like board
animal
game.
Board game.
Yeah. That was cool as shit. That was great. I hate that they made all these characters for it, and then they were like, we're gonna make an animated intro scene. And then animated intro scene, they kill my favorite character. I was so heartbroken. The little frog squire, and he's like this little kitty boy, they kill him! I was so upset.
Unreal.
I was like, no. Frog Squire, no.
Not like this.
Rip. Yeah.
For shame.
Yeah. For shame.
For shame.
Well, we gotta start the wind down process, which means Krendor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What is a show?
Or book.
What
or
is book? A show?
What is
Let's
a
talk
show?
About that. What
or
is
comic?
A show?
What is a show, book, comic, game? That you think is kind of weak at the start, but if you give it enough of a try, it's amazing.
I hate those.
Is this him ask? Wait, hold on. Is this a recommendation, or are you just asking him something that is slow at the start and then picks up?
I want him to recommend something to us. This is something that you think that we should.
Is this my actual recommendation part?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first off, let me start by saying I hate.
Should we tell you what we recommended at one point?
I thought you already did.
Yeah.
So then I said you didn't do any of it.
Yeah. Bluey and Ted Lasso. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is so easy. You have no excuse.
Mine's easier. So mine's an emotional hug that will comfort you in
Bluey
the dark
episodes
of night.
Are 10 minutes.
Yeah. And Ted Lasso episodes will feel like 10 minutes once you embrace the message.
Honestly, I'd rather watch Bluey. Not gonna lie. My main point is that I hate any show that takes time to get into.
Fair.
I hate it. Because people are just like, once you get to episode 70, it's good. And I'm like, well, what if I just do something else that's good right away? What if I did that? And then they're like, and I'm like, who cares?
Okay, well, like, then recommend something that is good right away.
There's so many things.
Okay, one.
Well... let's see. Family Feud. Great show. Great show.
You just want us to watch 5 episodes of Family Feud?
Dude, that's something you can do. You don't even got to watch 5. Watch 1.
Done. I've already done it.
One episode of Family
Feud. My
homework's
done.
Yeah.
You got to watch it again. Recent episodes. All right.
Here's what we need.
Okay.
Krendor, we need you to give us one episode specifically to watch. Do you have a favorite episode of Family Feud that we need to see?
You think I know like season 17, episode 30 or something?
Maybe
like,
you
know.
Do. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you do.
Every night. See, this instead of playing League of Legends to decompress, me and Toaster Woman watch Family Feud for like 30 minutes to an hour. And it's great because it's just the families go up and then they're just like,
I love it. I love this because
Steve
you are
Harvey.
My mom.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom watches Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, and then throws on Family Feud. Job done.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
Steve Harvey, every episode, he's like, well. And that's my favorite part of the whole episode is when he says that. He's just like, well, got a good one for you today, folks. And I'm like, you say that every time, and sometimes it's not a good one. Sometimes it's not a good one. And then... he's like, all right. Then he goes to the families, right? And then, but then he always goes to the one guy at the end. And the guy at the end, outside of like 2 episodes, is always the person the family was like, we got to get someone else. So like, get Frank. He's like our friend. Just throw him at the end. So they like go down the line. They're like, this is my sister. She's like amazing. This is my mom. This is my husband. And then, that's Frank. And then he always gets to Frank and he's like, Frank, give me a flavor of Starburst. And he's just like, I'm going to have to go with lime. And he's like,
good answer.
Lime. And then, yeah,
good answer.
And then Steve Harvey's just like, now, if you look at the card, it says a flavor of star, not Skittles. All right. I said Starburst. And the guy's just like, yeah. And then he's like, it ain't up there. And he like starts walking to the other side.
Lime.
Yeah. And then it's not there.
Bing. And then he goes.
Yeah, and then he's like.
The best one of the old ladies who are just like, every time he's there, he's like, all right, I'm going to need you to name a type of Starburst. And they'd be like, yo, sweet ass, Steve. And everyone's like, good answer. Good answer. The old ladies are like, I like to pinch your butt, Steve. And he's he looks around and he's like, well, what's going on? And then the best part is half the time, he'd be like, all right, type a Starburst. And it go, bing, Steve's butt. And he's like,
that was a few months ago when we did Cox and Crendor Live and Jesse was here. We watched numerous Family Feud episodes. Which is really when it started, of us watching Family Feud, because we realized it was on.
Yeah, got you.
And then they literally had a segment of name something of Steve Harvey's you would touch. And then the one guy was like, nah, I wouldn't do it, Steve. But your butt.
No, the dude was like, he had this weird vibe. And I don't know what it was. It was the vibe of like a guy who definitely wants everyone to know he goes to church, but also has a thing for butts, because every answer was like, no, I wouldn't do this, Steve. I wouldn't do this.
I'm a married man, Steve. I'm a man of God, like, Steve.
He's like, I'm a man from God. But squeeze your butt, Steve. Every time. And Steve would be like, that's a nice suit you got on. He's like, yep, got it from the church. So, Steve, now I know that I wouldn't do this. But if there's something I'd like to touch, Steve, that sweet bald head of yours. And everyone's like, good answer.
Good answer. Like, good answer.
And it,
bing.
The grandma in that group was like, Steve, I want to rub on your mustache. And he's like, Nana.
Every iteration of Family Feud is either the host about to have a sexual harassment suit or the players about to have a sexual harassment suit. And I don't know what it is. Like, everybody needs to keep their shit together and they just can't.
The worst part is, Crendor and I were watching one where it's this dude and his beautiful, beautiful wife. But the guy was like the most gooberish looking goober who ever lived. And Steve would not let this man go. He was like, this is your wife? And he's like, yeah, I'm married 5 years. And he's like, is he rich? What do you see? Like, he was just going in on this man.
He's just like, this man is ugly as shit. How did he marry you?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, how are you doing this, Steve? But the best one was, there was a guy. Do you remember his name? Was it Troy or something? There was a dude who.
Yeah, something like that.
When he shows up, he's looking the most ridiculous person there. Right, it's this lovely family, but everyone in the family's dressed kind of normal. And then this dude who is just the biggest ham who ever lived. It's like, hey, Steve, right? And Steve's like, so what do you want to do? Like, what's your job? And he's like, I want to be a voice actor, which already was hilarious. But here's the thing, that dude killed it. Killed it. Steve, by the end, was like, I love this man. I'm just letting you know, he won everyone over, and I was like, good job, internet nerd. Good answer. In the whatever the final feud or whatever that thing's called.
The final feud.
He got I think they have to get 100 or 200 points. Whatever.
As
it is.
As an individual, you want to get at least 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got 197 or something.
Yeah, it was
dude
insane.
Killed it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
although
so impressed.
Like,
I was like,
oh,
man.
God, Troy.
Sometimes they give them really easy ones. They're like, name a sound a cow makes. And then the next person goes up and they're like, on a scale of 1 to 10, if a jar of peanut butter's in your fridge, what would you say it looks like? And they're just like, what? Like, wrong.
Wrong. Like, incorrect.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, they only got like 7 points. And it's like,
what's your answer? Because the Smith family's going to steal.
Well, sometimes he'll have to like reread the question because he like reads it wrong or he laughs. And then they have to like give him time to be like, I'm going to read the question again because I was laughing. All right, now you take your time. And it's like, take your time. They just had like 20 seconds, but now you laugh. So they get like a full on like 10 seconds to answer this one question. I don't even.
The real reason to watch the show, the real reason to watch the show is because it's all these like families and their button ups and their beautiful dresses. And it's like the Nana and like, but then the question is, name something that you do in a car. And like an old lady, buzz buzz,
have sex, Steve.
Every time
everyone's like, Nana, good answer.
Does the Steve Harvey stare?
Yeah.
It's oh my god! The other day they had one. They won the $20,000 there, and the guy ran out. He's like, yes, and he's like, oh, and he's like, I popped my Achilles. And apparently, he actually popped his Achilles. And Steve Harvey just goes like, he popped his Achilles. and then the next show he's on, he was in a wheelchair.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, it actually had. If you look it up, like Family Feud Achilles, you'll find it.
Incredible.
Family Feud Achilles is the weirdest internet search you can do. If I want to take down Steve Harvey, where could I aim my arrow? Family Feud Achilles.
But that's my one recommendation. Okay. The other recommendation, I would
No, we don't have time.
No, it's quick. 2016,
okay, quick.
2016 Vlogmas, Dodger, Sam go to Colorado. I watch it every year for some reason. I don't know why.
You're so
But it's
sweet,
just, it's a good, wholesome, fun vlog. It's a great time.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Every year around this time, a bunch of people show up and go, so, what are your plans for Vlogmas this year? And I'm like, I haven't done it in years, dude. I have zero plans for Vlogmas.
True. It's all you need is 2016.
2016 is apparently the year.
It's the year.
Well, if we're recommending old videos that we've done, 11 years ago, I produced a song called Christmas Time, A Very Sexy Christmas. it exists on YouTube. It is the best Christmas song you ever hear. There you go. 11 years ago, that song was made.
Well, there's
a very
also,
sexy Christmas.
Dodger, Crendor, R.E., Alistair. That's a classic.
Classic. A classic one. Series.
That's a classic.
Where the very well-known Derek underwear come from.
Yep.
We sold underwear based off of that.
If you know, you know. In fact, that was 8 years ago. That might have been 2016 or 2015.
God.
Look at that.
There's nothing quite as cool as talking about things you did a decade ago. It's the coolest.
That's true.
There's nothing
it's
that
really
makes
relatable.
You feel quite as young and relatable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The kids
like
love
when,
it.
People come in on Twitch and they're just like, dude, that guy subbed like 60 months. And then I'm like, dude, that's like nothing. And I got like 120 month subscribers now. This shit's wild. I got to clap 120 times.
Listen to that humble brag. Listen to this man's delicious humble brag. Yes, people subscribe for 120 months. It's so difficult for me.
When I started this,
I got to clap so
like,
hard.
You know, it'd be fun if I just did some high fives for everybody. And it's like 7 months. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now I'm just like.
Oh my God, that bit must be so exhausting at this point.
Yeah, it's just, I can't get rid of it. I can't. That's probably why people keep resubbing at this point.
Also. Another thing that we could shout out from our dear old friend John, TB did a video where he sang Santa Baby, and people still bring it up every Christmas.
Yep.
You go watch that. If this show is making you feel some kind of nostalgic way, you go listen to John sing Santa Baby.
If you want to just, you know, travel back in time to when everyone was younger. Not necessarily prettier, but younger. And
less pain.
Yeah.
Lot less pain.
Yeah. I can never be. I'll always be equally beautiful. So, like, it's fine. But, like, some of us clearly had glow-ups, and some of us were already glowed.
Dude, I still remember. I was watching those old TGS co-optional things, and I remember I think it was episode 1 or 2, and then TB was like, your arms are two-dimensional. And I remember my arms were two-dimensional, but
forever.
Now.
Not anymore. You're give buffed or now.
Hit us with the flex. Hit us with the flex.
Yeah!
Oh, it is a flex.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Krendor.
Nope.
Tell us,
yep. Dude,
who you are, where people can find you, what you do, what spice level you are.
I tell people I used to be a stick. Now I'm a buff stick. You see. So
a buff stick is not a stick. That's not a, like, it's a stick with muscles. That's not good. That's a freak of nature.
It is. It's better than being a stick. So
a stick with muscles? That is something out of a horror movie. That's
listen,
terrifying.
You can only go so far. Unless I'm gonna like start drinking like protein shakes every day or something. Then it destroys my digestive system. I can't do that.
What do you want from me? It'll destroy my digestive system.
So if you like World of Warcraft, youtube.com/WoWKrendor or Krendor, both work. You can see all my pointless top tens. I get people, they're like, dude, I don't even watch WoW or play WoW anymore. And I like watching these because it's me just being like, here's a mushroom in WoW. It's pretty neat. Here's another mushroom in WoW. It's pretty neat. Also, I stream on Twitch, Twitch TV, Krendor. I play games. That's where I play things that aren't World of Warcraft, except I do also play World of Warcraft on my Twitch. But I also play other things. Also, I got TikTok Krendor. We got Instagram, Krendor's Taken. Someone took my name there. We got youtube.com/CoxandKrendorPodcast, all one word. True. That's where all the Cox and Krendors are. Because if you go to youtube.com/CoxandKrendor, that's where all the animations are. That's a great show. Yeah.
Speaking of Cox and Krendor animations, shout out to the internet for, I think, discovering them for the first time. I don't know what's going on. We released a Cox and Krendor like short on YouTube. That thing is already at 2 million views, and I don't know why. I don't know what we did. I don't know why, but it blew up after 11 days when no one watched it. Suddenly, people are like, this is relatable. I really like this. And
amazing.
I'm like,
you never know. You never know it's going to gain traction.
Yeah.
It's true. You never know. And then my crocodile plush, makeshift.com/product/crocky-plush.
Is that the same crocodile that killed you all in World of Warcraft?
No, it's just an odd coincidence. Also, that was numerous crocodiles.
Right. Well, that was the leader, though.
Yeah, that was the leader.
The leader's name was Crocky.
Yeah. Also, there's a video. I don't even remember what it's called. It might be Bitch You Crazy, but all I remember is like 10 years ago.
Bitch You Crazy! That's a good video, too.
Yeah. And it's booty, rocking everywhere. Yeah. I think it's Dodger Krendor rap.
There we go.
And it's Dodger and Krendor rap for an hour. And it's just that.
It's
over
just
and
a
over.
Loop of us doing booty, rocking everywhere.
No, that's not the good one. That's not the good one.
that's a good one.
The good one is Krendor, the hour long Krendor, bitches, hoe money, bitches, bitches, money, hoes, money, bitches. That's the one.
Oh,
that's the winner. Go look that up. The Kren rap or whatever it is, which
one.
Is an hour long of him being like, hoes, bitches, money, hoes.
Yeah. Is that from Saints Row?
I don't know what that's from, but it's one of the funniest things that ever existed. It's just you going like, hoes, young cash, bitches, money, hoes. For an hour. And someone just made the hour-long version. Oh, it's hilarious.
That's pretty good.
Jesse, who are you? What do you do? What are you up to? What spice level are you?
Who am I? All right, spice level. Mm-hmm. I'm 6 spice and 6 numb, so you can eat the spice at high level. You know, get that pepper numbs your mouth. Me, I'm Jesse Cox. I'm apparently a host of this show, and you can find me everywhere, playing the games, doing the things. In fact, right after this, I've got to go change into a white outfit. So I can dress up as Jesse Hammond and go play Jurassic World Evolution 2 and build a park because a new DLC dropped with various dinosaurs and I'm going to make a new park. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stream that and do that. Yep. And then, hey, if you want to watch this lovely show, you can do so over on youtube.com/JesseCox immediately after this is done. And if you want to, you know, get weird with it, I'm also on Chilluminati, which is a show about the paranormal, which both of these two have been on now.
It's true.
And
I've been on a few times.
Too many times, I'd say. And then also I have a Star Wars old canon book club. So if you're an old fart and you want to be reminded of all the books from the 90s, we're reading through them in their order of release. And we just started the post-Empire part of Star Wars. So come on by and listen to myself and friends get real nerdy with it. That's all. That's all I do.
Wow.
Oh, and video games. They got video games, but like they aren't out. They aren't out yet, so don't worry. I'll let you know when there's some information.
Mm. And I'm Dodger. You can find me on Dex Bonus pretty much everywhere. I also do Tiki Talkies now, and I'm back on Instagram.
It's true. I see your Instagram reels that are you being like.
I see your Instagram reels.
Do you think butts are as squishable as I imagine them to be? And then you have the text, like bubble text, and it's like your face in a circle. And then all the comments are like, I like butts. Yeah.
See, everybody does those.
I haven't made that video yet, but I should. I'm going to. I'm going to make it though.
Okay.
Everybody does those TikToks, but like, it's like, I love the non-content vibes of being able to TikTok and just be like, hey, here I am on TikTok. Like, I don't got any text. I don't got any games. I don't got any like fun, goofy music going on.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
I have another thing that I can. I have a coffee company and we have a seasonal roast right now.
Shameless.
Called Kitten's Mittens. And
that's pretty good.
It's a peppermint chocolate winter roast, and it's very good. If you would like to grab it, it's on DodgerCoffee.com.
Dear Charlie Day, please don't sue. Please don't sue her, Charlie Day. Please don't do that.
Do. It'll give me so much promotion.
That's true. That's
anyway, sorry. Publicity. Where can you buy it?
DodgerCoffeeCo.com.
Oh. Wait, where?
DodgerCoffeeCo.com.
Can you hold on? Can you spell that?
DodgerK. Nope, I messed it up. I tried. I was like, if I can nail this at full speed, it'll be amazing. And I got through my own name, and that's it. So
you tried. Yeah.
That's halfway.
Coffee with a K, like Mortal Kombat. This coffee will destroy your spleen. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Krendor, for being on Geekenders. I'm sure you'll be back. This won't be.
Thanks for having me. I'd love to be back. I need at least a month to recover from waking up this early, but after that, I'll be good to go again.
And thank you all so much for watching. We'll be back next Friday, same time. And again, if you want to watch the VOD, it'll be on Jesse's channel, youtube.com/JesseCox. So take care of yourselves. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go. Yo, it's the weekend. Yeah, it's time to geek out. Let it begin. Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about. Yo, it's the weekend. Yeah, it's time to geek out. Let it begin. Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up. Yo, it's the weekend. Yeah, it's time to geek out. Let it begin. Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.